significant events happening in our community later on this week as well. And one of them is happening on Thursday, November 8th at 7 p.m. The Sonya Haynes Stone Center for Black Culture and History on campus is going to be hosting a reception to mark a retrospective exhibition called With Us Comes the Parallax, celebrating 30 years of the Stone Center, with a number of participating artists, previous visiting artists at the Stone Center, representing a bunch of states and countries. And we are joined now here in the studio with the Stone Center Director, Dr. Joseph Jordan. Joseph, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Aaron.
So before we even talk about the exhibition and the event on Thursday, 30 years of the Stone Center, how significant is this for the center?
I think it's very important. I think it kind of bears out the notion that the students, faculty, and the community had 30 years ago, that this was the kind of place that was not only needed at the university, but would actually be of great benefit to the community and areas beyond the immediate community in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm. What is the in just a minute, what is the history of the center? Because I think when people look at something that's been here for 30 years, they forget the history of its origin and its creation and how it came to be in the first place.
Right. Well, I like to think of the history as the 30 years. In other words, there's a period, a very early period, when you had some very conscious and very politically astute students who understood the relationship between not only having a presence on campus, but being able to translate that presence into something that was both academically, artistically, and culturally expressive of who they were. Not because it was a personal thing to themselves, but because they understood that they represented a part of what we see as the American or the U.S. American mosaic, and in fact, a part of the diaspora as a whole. Since that time, it's gone through several different iterations. One iteration where it was still known as the Black Cultural Center. A period after 2001, when we expanded the mission, refocused it to not only look at artistic and cultural expression, but also the politics and history of African Americans and the diaspora, which is probably one of the more prominent intellectual kinds of movements of the day. So we place ourselves squarely within that movement, and I would argue that that is probably the more recent history.
2018, on campus, we're still having a significant amount of tension over race and racism on campus, and we've talked about this on the air a number of times, asking a lot of the same questions that were asked by the BSM 50 years ago when they were demonstrating first. What has the Stone Center's presence meant for campus in the last 30 years?
Well, I think it's been a touchstone in a way. I mean, some of the most important intellectuals, academic activists, cultural and artistic leaders, and thought leaders have come to the Stone Center to talk about their interpretation of what it means to be black in the 20th and 21st century. I think that's very, very important right now, because part of what's happening, I mean, I don't think the university has stood still since the beginning. I don't think the world has stood still. I think a lot of different things and a lot of different elements are evolving, and we're caught up in that evolution. And when we get, or if we allow ourselves, or if we allow others to look at 1976 the same way they look at 2018, it's going to be a problem. If we allow them to forget 1976, then 2018 is going to be a problem. So that's part of what we've been doing. We've been reminding people that there are, I think, very sophisticated, nuanced ways of understanding these issues, that if you come to the table with sort of some prefigured notions of what it is like to be black in this country, what it is to be of African descent in this country, and also what it means to be a citizen of this country in the 21st century, then you're going to be a little bit disillusioned. But if you come with an open mind, if you come with an inquisitive mind, then it's quite possible that you'll leave with some answers.
So how does that manifest itself? What is the Stone Center's role in terms of reminding people of what's happened, of fostering those discussions?
Well, what we've done over the past year, we've done a number of different kind of things and continue to do it each time. We have crucial discussion sessions where we bring in people from the community to talk about environmental racism in Chapel Hill, to talk about issues around women's incarceration. At this point in history, we've invited folks in from some of the previous student governments here on campus and BSM members. We also have done nationally and internationally focused symposia for over 1 and 2 days. We have one coming up in March, for example, that's going to look at the disappearance of black bookstores. There's a UNC grad that did a piece that appeared in The Atlantic a couple of months ago that looked at the role of the FBI, for example, in the demise of black bookstores. So we're going to be we continue to do that kind of thing. And in some cases, we've been able to get the word out successfully that they're happening. But regardless, they've always been well attended. We did one on Frantz Fanon that looked at his interpretation of the condition of black folk in the world. The most recent one looked at the work of Amiri Baraka in a broad sense over 2 days. We did one previous to that focused on Nina Simone and the politics of her art and the art of her politics. So this is what we do. We create a forum, which is our responsibility. We create a forum for people to come together to not only express their views, but also to challenge views that they may not agree with.
And we'll turn from there to the exhibition, which is coming up on Thursday. And we're speaking with Dr. Joseph Jordan, Sonia Haynes Stone Center for Black Culture and History. If you want more information, by the way, the Stone Center's website is stonecenter.unc.edu. And this Thursday at 7 p.m., the Stone Center is hosting a reception to mark its first ever retrospective exhibition, going back 30 years to the through the history of the Stone Center. The exhibition is called With Us Comes the Parallel. And what is it going to entail?
Okay, I'm glad you didn't ask me what that means.
Okay.
it really is an opportunity for the community to see at one time the people that helped us to define the Stone Center's gallery, to define what its direction would be. And what we said in the beginning is that we wanted to bring the best of artists, African-American artists of the African diaspora, and artists that focus on the diaspora or African-American experience. And we've been successful in doing that. Some of the artists and some of the exhibitions that we've done have been focused on their interpretation of specific political events, ideas, challenges, identity issues, issues with politics, as well as their sort of intellectual take on the spiritual dimension of African-Americanness, as well as the existence of Africans wherever they appear in the diaspora. So the artists that come in from Canada have a different perspective. The ones who are coming out of Panama have a very specific but connected dimension. And the artist is coming out of the Dominican Republic, as well as the artist that comes out of Atlanta and Durham and other places. So the sort of nexus of those artists talking about themselves at one time, I think, is going to be very interesting.
So the fact that there are 7 different countries represented
exactly.
is really significant.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
Again, there's going to be 14 different artists, all of them previous visiting artists at the Stone Center.
Yes.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
And they're all going to have their work on display. The actual reception on Thursday night, what's that going to entail?
Well, we're going to give each of them, well, first of all, we want the community to have a chance, an opportunity to meet them, to look at their work. Some people may want to acquire their works. They will be able to talk with the artist about that. We also want them in a group setting to really reflect on their experience being here on the campus. I mean, one element is that they were in the Stone Center. The other element is they spoke to classes, mm-hmm. they did workshops. We want them to reflect on that. We also want them to compare their experiences. You have individuals whose first language is not English, so you can imagine, you know, having to bring themselves to a place where they have to speak in a way that makes clear their intent. And sometimes in translation, we find maybe, you know, 2 or 3 months later, that's not what the artist meant. But still, I mean, that is part of what we want to do. I mean, you know, that's what happens in the world. You meet people from different countries, and you have this experience of having to understand in a different language or to understand how other people think. And that's what we want to be able to do.
I imagine someone who was a visiting artist in 1993 is going to have a different experience on campus than someone who was an artist in 2007.
Exactly. One of the artists, Arturo Lindsay, who originally is from Panama, he was one of the persons that helped us to even plan the gallery when the building was going up. So in a way, he's coming back to look at some of the things that happened. He's also the person that brought Amy Sherrill to the Stone Center. And the Stone Center, of course, was the first place that did a solo exhibition of Amy Sherrill's work. So there's a longer history here, and I think that this is maybe the third history of the Stone Center that speaks more to fulfilling the intent of those original student demonstrators and planners, that in a way what they wanted has come to fruition, that they succeeded. I mean, we got a long way to go. We have a lot more to do to fully realize what they wanted from us. But I think when you look at some of these recent accomplishments, that they can be proud of what they started.
7 p.m. on Thursday at the Stone Center for Black Culture and History. It is a reception to mark With Us Comes the Parallax, the 30th anniversary exhibition. stonecenter.unc.edu is the website to get more information about the Stone Center and about this event. There's going to be food. You'll be able to meet and hear from the artists. You'll be able to purchase some of the artists. There will be an online auction and an auction that will be, you can take part in at the event as well. I've got Dr. Joseph Jordan here in the studio. What else do people need to know?
Well, we really want folks to connect with us. There is a programmatic element, but they should also know that we are in the throes of planning for the 400th commemorative observance of the landing in 1619 of the English at Jamestown and in Virginia. And we want people to join us in determining how we're going to do that. There's some things that we already have set, but we always get questions about what can we do at the Stone Center besides come to programs. That's one thing that they can get involved with, and we're really looking for partners right now. So we'd really be happy to have them.
Again, stonecenter.unc.edu for more on that, about the center, about the exhibition on Thursday. And if you can't attend the reception on Thursday, that exhibition runs at the center through November 30th. So you've got until the end of the month to check that out. Dr. Joseph Jordan, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having us, Aaron. Take care.